things seriously. And we laugh at everything. And I'm not saying laughing is good every once in a while. Even in the lectures, it's good to bring somebody back up. But we have to look at it seriously. We have to be hard-hearted in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, what is he saying after لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. I have created the human being with total hardship. So what? What does he say? But right when he reaches a certain degree, suddenly you see that he becomes Saddam. Suddenly he becomes someone else in his level, you know? أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَن يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Truly speaking, this person, that his mother, his whole society, his friends, his companions, they push him up to become someone. As soon as he became someone, what do you see in him? He became a tyrant. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَن يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Suddenly he thinks that nobody now can defeat me. Nobody can beat me. Now, here, the story, there is also another story to hear. They say that the story is the story of Amr ibn Wud. All of you know the story of Amr ibn Wud. Inshallah. Chadi Ramdani, brother. Ramdani, okay. Inshallah. You guys know the story of Amr ibn Wud. As you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the companions, they were at the stage of formation. They were not that strong. So therefore, when they listened that the Meccan people, the Quraysh people, this is later on, of course, but they say the story pertains to that. When they decided to send the troops, there were 10,000 troops against the Muslims. So what happened over there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat down discussing the issue with the companions, and everybody knows that the idea of Salman al-Farisi, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had taken the priority. What did happen? They built the trench or al-Khandaq in front of the Medina, in the city. And if you go to Mecca, you will see that, you know. But it's gone now, however you see it. Inshallah ta'ala you go, and Allah blesses us all to go to Mecca and to Medina to see our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, when they built, from the backside, there was strong houses. From one side, there were trees and stuff. People couldn't come in. In the front, that was exposed, they built the trench. Now, the enemies came and they stood up to the trench. There was a person that, if you read the history, it said he was extremely strong and extremely brave. What was his name? His name was Amr ibn Wud. Amr ibn Wud, he had also, not only he was very strong, he also had a very strong horse. Somehow he went and he jumped over and he could pass over the trench and be on the other side toward the Muslims. The Muslims start shivering and shaking. Not all of them, of course. When I say the Muslims, you know, we have to know who and which one of them, but we do not want to elaborate on that one. However, he started shaking his sword all over the place, saying, وَلَقَدْ بُحَتُّ بِجَنْبِكُمْ. There I am, I came toward your side. هَلْ مِنْ مُبَارِكُ. Is there someone who comes and fights with me? Who was the one that, Ya Rasulullah, I am for him, send me. Permission is very important. Now look, in brothers, it's very important. You know, a lot of times we think that we should take the issues in our hands. It is jihad, let's go fight. No, brothers, jihad is not that way. Jihad needs the permission of the grand scholar. Or, in this case, Rasulullah. Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to go and fight. Would you let me? What did Rasulullah say? No, Yahweh. You wait a little bit. Let Amr make his rounds back and forth. Of course, Amr realized that there is no one is coming to compete, no one is coming to fight. So he became stronger. What did he say? Again, he said, well, it seems like no one is coming. Well, aren't you guys thinking that whoever dies in the way of Rasulullah or down the way of Islam goes to heaven? Who wants to go to heaven with my sword? There was another challenge. Again, no one else could say I except Asadullah al-Ghalib, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullahi alayhi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
This was the second time, and for the third time, when he posed that challenge, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I mean Rasulullah salamullahi alayhi, he said, okay, I will give you the permission. So he did not have a horse, subhanAllah. Look, another man who is considered a thousand fighter, another man who was on his horse fighting a mashi, you know, rajil, as I said. Who is this person that is coming to fight me? I am Amr ibn Wud. Who are you? Introduce yourself. He said, I am Ali ibn Abi Talib. I am, this is my name. He said, listen, I know your father and you seem young. I don't want to kill you. He said, but for the sake of Allah, look at the bravery. He said, Allah alayhi Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, but for the sake of Allah, I will kill you. Such a beautiful answer. Shakes the other person to the core, and at the same time, he is not outside in the anger issue. I am there to fight. Ya subhanAllah, yes. He said, okay, if you do not want to fight, I will give you three choices. He said, what are three choices? He said, number one, you become a Muslim. You become a Muslim, become one of us. That's it, you're forgiven, your sins are fallen. He said, what do you want them to say? I'm a coward. Look. Brothers, Islam is supposed to be everything in our life. When this is Imam Hussain said, "An-nar awla min dukhul al-aari wal-aar awla min dukhul al-naari." That nar, you see, we have to know a statement. Yes, if someone is going to be shamed, yes, we go to the fire in this dunya. But when someone is going to be like this case, it is aar, it is a shame. Now in this case, this shame is nothing. A person should be. See, that is why, brothers and sisters, you know, a lot of, they come tell me, I said, why did you ask this question? I said, I was ashamed. Because, you know, I mean, we have some many questions that a person thinks it is shameful. You know, when a person becomes baligh, when a lady has a monthly, well, you know, all of these, the taharat, najasat, all of these. So why did you ask the question? Well, I was ashamed. Well, you didn't know. And when you don't know, you have to ask. You find the right person, the right scholar, and then ask your question. It is not, I got ashamed. Anyway, he said, what do you want them? It is aar, it is shame for them to say, look, he became a Muslim. He became a coward. Ya subhanAllah. He said, okay. Then, if it is not the second condition, but it's not the first condition, to become a Muslim, you did not want to be a Muslim. Second condition is what? It is to go and take his soldiers and go back home. He said, man, يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا. Do you know, even I myself, do you know how many thousands of dollars, or dollars, because they didn't have dollars at that time, maybe dinars. You know, do you know how many thousands of dinars and dirhams I put for this battle? What, you think it's free? No, I'm not going to do that. I will not. لَيَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا. I have put a lot of money in this issue. Therefore, second issue was out. He said, therefore, okay, the third one, we have to fight. But as you see, I am standing up and you are ratib, you are on your horse. They said, wow, look at this little kid, you know, astaghfirullah, salamullah, ala Amir al-Mu'mineen. Yes, he came down. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah, alayhi. He came down from the horse, and you know the rest of the story. The battle began, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah, alayhi, he knew all the tactics of the battle. You know, as he said, he gave him a little chance, so he wanted to hit Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi on his head. The dust rose around them. They disappeared in the dust because of the fight. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen gave him the chance to raise his hand and came down to hit Amir al-Mu'mineen on his head, Amir al-Mu'mineen protected his head. And while, you know, this hand is tactics of the battle, when the hand goes up, all of this side will be exposed. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi hit him on his leg, and it says that his leg got chopped off. He fell onto the ground. When he fell to the ground, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he sat down on his chest. The dust became settled. They realized, ya subhanallah, blood all over the place. Amir al-Mu'mineen on his chest, and was ready to kill him, but Amir al-Mu'mineen did not kill him. Beautiful lesson we have to take at this moment. He rose, he started walking, turned around, took a couple of turns, then he came and he took his head to Rasulullah. Somebody, well, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he had a little, when he was walking, Amir al-Mu'mineen's walk was a unique, special walk. In his walk, one of them, now so the man who, subhanAllah, some people are truly blind. Some people who did not dare to say, Ya Rasulullah, to go to the battle. Some people who waited until Amir al-Mu'mineen said, Ya Rasulullah, he was going to the battle. When Amir al-Mu'mineen was coming back, they said, Ala tarahu yatabakhtar Ya Rasulullah, don't you see him taking a pride in that? In his walk? And Rasulullah answered a beautiful answer. Wallah, innaha lamashyatun. This walk that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi is walking, lamashyatun yuhibbuhu Allah wa Rasulahu. This kind of a walk that you're thinking it is, he is mitabakhtar, you know, taking pride in it. It is a walk that Allah loves and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi arrived, and one of them said, Ya Ali, why didn't you immediately, you know, you jumped, that was your chance. Why didn't you jump at it? He said, because he spit in my face. And I became angry. And I realized that if I kill him now, it will be because of my anger. I did, ya subhanAllah, this is the battle. It is not, truly speaking, it is not the battle of Amr ibn Awd. It is not the battle of Khaybar. It is not, it, all of these aside, controlling the anger is another side. Now, let me tell you another issue. It said that while Az-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, was being hit on his hand, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, this is at the end, while after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had died, what happened is, other people took the khilafah. You guys know what happened. When they took the Khilafah, not only they took the Khilafah, but they wanted to force Amir al-Mu'mineen to the allegiance, to pledge the allegiance. And Amir al-Mu'mineen did not want to pledge the allegiance. Now you took the Khilafah, what else do you want? He said, no, we want you to come too. So they went to his house. And as everybody know, they hit the door, they injured Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And they took Amir al-Mu'mineen with a rope around his neck, as it says. While they were pulling him out, Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, she clung to his clothes. They started hitting her with the bottom of the sword until she fainted again. And they took Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayha. while he was taken, they realized that Salman al-Farisi, we discussed Salman al-Farisi, they realized that Salman al-Farisi was happy, was surprised of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamu alayhi, was sitting down with total awe looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, when you look at someone with greatness, with total awe, someone was standing there and said, Salman, what is this? You did not look at Amir al-Mu'mineen with that total awe when he killed Amr ibn Awd. You did not look at Amir al-Mu'mineen with total awe while he was in Ma'rakat Badr. You did not look at Amir al-Mu'mineen in Ma'rakat Khaybar. Now you're looking at him with total awe. He said, yes. He said, why? He said, because this is al-Jihad al-Akbar. This is the control. Brothers, you know, it's amazing. We come to this beautiful session, this library, we would like to listen. We don't have the control to listen to the lecture. We started laughing, we started giggling, you know, subhanAllah, we started talking with each other. Brothers, self-control, if someone would like to advance his life, that's what he needs, self-control. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, يقول أهلكت عمرو بن ود. He said, I spent thousands of dinars and dirhams and dollars in order to come to this battle, and now you want me to go back. But he lost all of his money, he lost all of his life, he lost all his everything that he had, dignity. And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he did not kill him because of his own anger. He killed him because it's just like a physician, just like a doctor, that he sees the hand or a finger or a leg is diseased with a gangrene, and that part must be chopped. If it didn't, it will continue. It will kill the person. These people, they were diseases for the society. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi was acting for Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi did not want to do anything for his own self. This is why Amir al-Mu'mineen had reached there. InshaAllah ta'ala, with Allah's help, brothers and sisters, we will discuss the rest of the ayahs of the Holy Quran. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٌ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ InshaAllah ta'ala, with Allah's help, for the next lecture, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us comprehend. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts so we will understand this beautiful revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can be closer to Ahlul Bayt. Why Ahlul Bayt? Because they are the teachers of this beautiful revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi muhammad wa ajil farajahu.